Amelia Heywood stared at the big pile of unpacked boxes in the corner of her new bedroom. "I don't know where to start," she said. "Just take it slowly," said her mum. She opened one of the boxes and took out a pile of Amelia's favourite animal books. "Here," she said, handing them to her. "Why don't you start with these?" Amelia took the books, but a sudden rush of homesickness came over her. She sat down on the bed with a sigh. Mum sat next to her, putting her arm around Amelia's shoulders. Her blue eyes, the same shade as Amelia's own, were warm. "It's all a bit strange, isn't it?" she said softly. "But don't worry. We're going to be very happy living here with Gran. I promise." "I know," said Amelia, doing her best to not sound too gloomy. "I'm fine, Mum, honest. I'll unpack the rest of my things, okay?" Her mum kissed the top of her head, then headed downstairs. Taking a deep breath, Amelia stacked the animal books neatly on the shelf above her bed. In her old house, there'd been a bookshelf by the door. She didn't want to think about her old familiar bedroom, with its polka dot wallpaper and glowing star stickers on the ceiling, but it was difficult. She liked some things about her new room: the seat built into the wall below the window, and the sloping ceiling. But although she'd always loved coming here to visit Gran, it just wasn't home. Amelia went through the boxes. Her games console went on the shelf beside her computer, with her magazines beside it. She put the tablet with its guinea pig cover in a drawer. But even with her things around her, the room still felt odd. Amelia bit her lip. She'd left all her friends and everything she knew behind in York. Even her dad. Now he and her mum were divorced. "What's it going to be like?" she thought. "Living here in Welford?" Would she make friends? And what about school? Term was due to start next week. Everything had changed so quickly. Her eyes suddenly wet with tears, Amelia went to curl up on the window seat, hugging her knees to her chest. In the garden below, a blackbird was on the lawn, pecking for worms. There was a furry flash as a squirrel raced up a tree. And was that tiny rainbow gleam hovering over the garden pond a dragonfly? Despite everything, Amelia felt a stir of excitement. "Animals always make me feel better," she thought, wiping her eyes. "And I've never lived anywhere with so many." All she'd seen from their old flat in York was the side of another house and a row of blue dustbins. Perhaps living here wouldn't be all bad.